Spig, my question to you is a follow-on for really, I think, what you've just been talking about, and that is you lay out a pretty sophisticated, not a roadmap, as you say, but maybe a vision for where the United States should go in terms of thinking about its role. But
you better speak up because I'm not sure everyone
I'm sorry, but do we have a political culture and a political system that is capable of thinking in these terms? Or do we have to instead talk about exceptionalism and think in terms of bumper sticker terms in terms of foreign policy?
Well, that's one of my grave concerns. In my book, in fact, I talk about some of the basic structural weaknesses of America, which actually threaten our ability to play a preeminent role. And I leave that slightly open in terms of whether we will or will not be able to do it. And one of the weaknesses is the reality that we as a democracy can only have a foreign policy as sophisticated and as intelligent as the American people. And unfortunately, the American people are not very sophisticated nor very well informed about the world. In fact, they're abysmally uninformed. And an uninformed public is very susceptible to demagogy, to anxiety, and to its cynical exploitation in the course of the struggle, the competition for power. So that worries me a great deal. I mean, there are any number of indices now available that show how little Americans know about the world, about what's happening in the world, about global history, about global geography. It's really appalling when you look at some of that data. And we don't have the mass media that really systematically and on a broad basis inform the public in any depth about international affairs. A little bit here, a little bit there, news programs and so forth, but by and large, most of the public is distant from it. The figures are not very impressive in terms of the viewership. Newspapers, similarly.